Here is the news. Indonesia's coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, has stressed the need for further study and deliberation on the Java Giant Seawall project. He said on the sidelines of the International Conference on Infrastructure 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday that the government is still studying this and his side doesn't want to jump to conclusions because this is a major project. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, has launched a digital application where people can report environmentally damaging activities, including illegal deforestation. Disaster analyst from the agency's Risk Mapping and Evaluation Directorate, Afif Alfian, said a dialogue on Wednesday that through the INARIS personal application, the public can report cases of deforestation. That's the news.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Geza with title Takkan Pernah Ada. Hopefully this can make you feel enjoyable and feel entertained after listening to the music from Geza. Well, still you are with me, Ahmad Faisal, and we'd also like to share you our information. And you know that this is also related to here, the Defense Expo, listener. The Indo Defense Expo here. And also forum in Jakarta. President Prabowo Subianto has also stated that The defense guarantees nations' independence and prosperity, emphasizing that every country must invest in strengthening its defense to maintain sovereignty. And, you know, here, as the history also taught in the Russian people for hundreds of years, the country was occupied by other nations and people, society and culture, also politics were destroyed. Indonesia became the property of other nations. Therefore, President Prabowo also emphasized that the investment in the defense sector is inevitable. According to him, human history teaches that a nation unwilling to invest in its defense usually loses its sovereignty and independence and may become subjugated. Moreover, President Prabowo also emphasized that Indonesia is determined to build its defense sector. Well, at this year's Indo Defense Expo, Indonesia is showcasing various products of the domestic defense industry, including the Maung military electronic vehicle, Harimau medium tank, SS-3 assault rifle, Red White frigate, hospital ship and landing platform deck, and modernized F-15 aircraft. The exhibition is being held on June 11th up to 14th, 2025 at G-Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta with 1,180 companies from 55 countries participating. Several countries, including Turkey, the United States, and France are participating in the event. And through IndoDefense, Indonesia aims for greater international recognition of its defense products. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Syafri Samsuddin also expressed hope that numerous cooperation contracts would be signed between domestic and foreign defense equipment manufacturers during the event of Indo Defense Expo and Forum 2025 in Jakarta.
Pesona olehmu yang cantik rupawan. Oh, walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu jadi milikmu. Oh, bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti kedua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menjemput mentari. Ku ingin kau menjadi milikku selalu. Yeah. menjaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, akan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut.
Oh, bila kau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut mentari.
Katakanlah sayapmu terbanglah tinggi dan bawalah hati ini bersamamu. Bila kau akan tetap pergi jauh, ku bersamamu.
Walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu jadi milikmu. Bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut.
aku tertentang. Yang ku rasa hanyalah kecewa. Sakit hati, bikin sakit hati. Semua ini terjadi berkali-kali. Gak pernah aku mengerti mengapa begini. Mati saja kau selalu ingkari janji. Sakit hati, bikin sakit hati.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Betapa mudahnya Bocu, makanan khas dari Amerika. Ya, terbuat dari
Bajekotu is a typical snack of Enrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Dan aku Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, lots of information, lots of music, and even social culture compiled as our feature have already accompanied you, listener. And we still have more than that to accompany you again and to share you about this, listener. And you know that in this case, when you are doing your daily activities, just make sure that this must be done wholeheartedly. In order what? In order to make your life to be cheerful, to make your life beneficial, and even to make your life happier than before. But listener, whatever it is, just make sure that everything must be okay. Everything must give you benefit, must give you comfort. Well, we have also another information. It has something to do with quote of the day. That's our wise word. It is now from Kyai Haji Agus Salim. You know, he has also lots of wise words, but one of his phenomenal wise words is to lead is to suffer. Once again, to lead is to suffer. Well, born on 8 October 1884, Kyai Haji Agus Salim is a legendary national hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of the HBS school during the Dutch Indies era, defeating others from Netherlands, Europe, and East Asia.
Saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Yang kau punya.
you are talking about cultural treasures. No doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago is scented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone. Swallowed by age is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia. Because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area. About 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people lived from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugain is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half-meter-sized wooden mortar, some pestles or rice pounders made of ironwood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a sound notation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugain is conducted from noon until late at night, can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the ways of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. Listener, to learn more about alugain when rice harvest times arrives, let's find out from a community leader who is also an alugain specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugain was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that it's how the first alugain was created. Then he met three people who were looking for rattan. They worked for the king in Natuna. Upon questioning, the man told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus, the game of alu was created.
Oleh raja itu tadi, maka dibawalah orang yang dipisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya, maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya alu.
As the time goes by, Haji Kamaini said, the alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently, there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Itu permainan sebenarnya kalau alu itu tadi permainannya di
dalam. Originally, there was only one pounder with one person. Now there are 7 persons with 7 pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are one motor with 7 pounders consist of 4 big ones and 3 small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestor. So it has been passed down, not just 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, alu game should be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3, or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it so the alu emping padi or rice chips pounder game culture will continue to exist. Listener, hopefully the alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully the sound of alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Atuna.
dan indah rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh dunia, laut Sakti rantau bertua. Rantau nan indah rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh.
Today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people or native West Sumatra people who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato by Esther. Happy listening.
Here is the newsline. Presiden Prabowo Subianto